Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
I've got a tale to tell you about a man we all know, who came and called and cried for us all. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Muhammad was his name, Islam was his way, spreading the deen was his only aim. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There is only one God, Muhammad was his messenger. The people had rushed to hear his words, for he was a Siddiq, the truthful. His fragrance was magical, his words were so true. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Muhammad was his name, Islam was his way, spreading the deen was his only aim. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There is only one God, Muhammad was his messenger.
Turned to him in anger, their eyes were blazing with the raging fire. Showed them mercy, he was so humble. Rahmatul lil alameen. Muhammad was his name, Islam was his way, spreading the deen was his only aim. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There is only one God, Muhammad was his messenger.
They stoned his body and blood flowed slowly. Should I crush them, ask Allah the Almighty? No was the reply from the love of Allah, Habibullah. Muhammad was his name, Islam was his way, spreading the deen was his only aim. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There is only one God, Muhammad was his messenger.
Assalamu alaikum, my butterflies, on this beautiful day of Jummah. Are we having a wonderful day so far? I certainly hope so, inshallah. My butterflies, is there a reason why you all look so happy today? Wait, let me guess. You were a good child and daddy took you to the masjid for Jummah Salah. Or did mommy cook for you your favorite dish and your favorite dessert? I hear some of you saying yes. Did Nani and Nana give you extra spending for being the best, well-behaved Muslim child? Wait, I know. Did Daddy and Dada spoil you with some extra sweets and chocolates? And you got to wear your favorite and best outfit for the day of Jummah. My butterflies, why are you giggling like that? Am I missing something? Did something special happen that I'm not aware of? Oh, silly me. It's the first term school and madrasa holidays. That explains all the miles and miles of smiles. Wow, holiday already? Time certainly flies when we're having fun. Butterflies, did you have lots of fun in school and madrasa so far? I think you did. No mummies and daddies have phoned so far to complain of any butterflies crying because they don't want to go to school in madrasa. And alhamdulillah, I'm happy about that. I know one little butterfly that's super duper excited to be in school this year. Well, he's not a butterfly, he's a birdie actually. Do you know who I'm talking about? Yes, of course you know. It's our beloved birdie friend Hoodhood. Where is he though? He was supposed to be here in studio already. Let's go for a quick break while I check for him. Stay tuned.
أشهد أن الله واحد
لا إله إلا الله
طه فينا نعم القائد
محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن الله واحد
لا إله إلا الله
طه فينا نعم القائد
محمد رسول الله
الله الله الله
لا إله إلا الله
وصلاتي لله عبادة
رددوا سبحان الله
أرجو رضوانا وسعادة
نور دربي يا الله
وصلاتي لله عبادة
رددوا سبحان الله
أرجو رضوانا وسعادة
نور دربي يا الله
الله الله الله
لا إله إلا الله
وزكاتي طهر للمال
زكوا يا أحباب الله
من سعد مسكين النال
حظا من رضوان الله
وزكاتي طهر للمال
زكوا يا أحباب الله
من سعد مسكين النال
حظا من رضوان الله
الله الله الله
لا إله إلا الله
صومي فرض في رمضان
شهر فيه خير الله
فيه التقوى والغفران
أرجو فيه عفو الله
صومي فرض في رمضان
شهر فيه خير الله
فيه التقوى والغفران
أرجو فيه عفو الله
الله الله الله
لا إله إلا الله
Butterfly friends.
Wa alaikum assalam, Hoodhood. Why do you sound so terribly sick on this wonderful Jummah? What's that on your head? Are you trying to be a good little Muslim by wearing a turban? Or are you being a mischievous bird again trying to become a karate expert?
Oh, man, I'm so sick, you know. There's no time to be making jokes, Zineera. I feel horrible. I could have died, you know, Zineera. This is a bandage. Do you know what a bandage is, Zineera?
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry. What happened, my little friend? May Allah grant you complete shifa and speedy recovery, inshallah. I thought you were going to teach the little butterflies and I some karate today. You look like a kung fu master with that band around your head.
It's not a joke, Zineera. I really got hurt and I got the flu.
You flew? Where did you fly to? I know you're always flying here and there. Does the flu mean you have flying sickness? Or are you tired of flying? Come give me your wings so I can also fly.
You're making fun of me now, Zineera. You know flu means you have fever and cold and coughing and yucky vomit. And it's because of Dumbo Jumbo, Emmy the elephant, that I'm sick like this.
Uh-oh. Emmy the elephant. What did you scoundrels get up to this time?
It's not me, it's him. He sicked on me, that monster of an elephant. I was as flat as a pancake.
Ooh, pancakes, delicious, my favorite. Did Emmy the elephant sprinkle you with cream and honey and cinnamon also so that he could eat you up? And did you try and fly away? And then you couldn't fly away and that's why you got the flu.
Zineera, you're not listening. You're just teasing me. It's not funny.
You're right, Hoodhood, it's not funny. I'm sorry. But the look on your cute little face with that bandage and the thought of bird-flavored pancakes with yummy cream and honey and cinnamon is just too hilarious. Okay, enough teasing for today. Do continue and tell the butterflies and I what happened.
I told you, Zinila. Emmy the elephant sat on me and he hurt me. And I'm not his friend anymore. And butterflies, you also mustn't be friends with Emmy the elephant either, okay?
Aw, my Hood Hood, that's not a nice thing to say about our friend. I'm sure there's something you're not telling us, Hood Hood. Emmy the elephant won't just hurt you for no reason. Something must have happened. And I think it's probably something that you did, as usual, like you always do. I know you too well, dear Hood Hood. Come on now, spill the beans, out with the truth. Butterflies, what's our second golden rule? Always speak the truth, isn't that so? Even if you're in the wrong. So, Hood Hood?
Oh, Mianzinira! I was just playing, Mian. It was a game. It was a joke. We always play like that. And he started anyway. So I had to get him back because he started. And it wasn't my fault because he started. And he's so big, it's his fault.
Oh, so you did do something, Hood Hood. Blaming each other is not going to solve the problem now, Hood Hood. Who started it doesn't really matter now, because it seems like the damage is already done. So please carry on and tell us the truth.
Oh boy. Okay. So, you know Medresa and school closed last Friday, and we're on holiday. So we decided we're going to go to Opa Fett's in Lens today to play, because animals love nature. And Emmy the elephant was playing in the water. Did you see us, Inira?
No, I didn't, Hood Hood. And then what happened?
Well, he was shooting water at us from his trunk. Then Bilal the bumblebee and I decided we're gonna get him back. So Bilal went in the front of Emmy the elephant and started tickling behind the ears. And Emmy started getting ticklish and started jumping so wildly.
I see. And then what happened?
I also wanted to have some fun. So I started poking Emmy the elephant with a twig from the tree. And it poked him very hard and he got a major, major fright. And he screamed with fright and shock. It was so loud.
Oh my, he must have really got hurt then, dear Hood Hood.
Yeah, he did.
And then what happened?
And then he screamed so, so loud. And it was so, so funny. I couldn't help laughing. And I was laughing so lekker. I didn't see him lose his balance. And bah, he fell on me. Poof.
Oh, my dear Hood Hood. You could have been mincemeat or roast turkey. Or even scrambled eggs. Or as you said earlier, flat pancakes. Wow, Hood Hood, you could have really broken some major bones. You could have been in some major trouble.
Yes, I know. Mommy gave me so much shouting already.
Well, you deserve it, Hood Hood. Butterflies, did you hear what happened? Hood Hood and his friends were playing in the holidays, and what seemed like an innocent joke and fun could have turned out to be a serious accident. Butterflies, when we play these holidays, please remember to be careful. Get Mummy and Daddy to watch over us. When we play with our friends, remember, playing means having fun together. As Muslims, we don't harm, bully, fight, or irritate others to have fun. Irritating others and playing recklessly could lead to major accidents where we get seriously injured, like little Hood Hood did in this case. And because they were playing with water and wetting each other, he caught a cold, and now the flu as well. Hood Hood, I hope you learned your lesson.
Oh, Zinira, I did, and it was a painful lesson. Now, I can't even go out and play for the rest of the holiday, because I have bandages and plasters all over my little body, and I have to sit with snotty tissues and drink castor oil. Oof.
Yes, butterflies, look at that. Even though Hood Hood looks like a cute karate warrior, he's not very strong right now. Forget karate, he can hardly walk, run, jump, skip, or fly. Now he has to be indoors and in bed for the rest of the holidays because he's seriously injured and out with the flu. Now, butterflies, this could happen to you if you're not careful. Remember, butterflies, when we go out and play this holidays, make sure you have a parent or an elder to watch over you and whoever else is playing with you. And most importantly, when we play, remember, before being a karate star or soccer star, we first have to be a star Muslim with shining akhlaq and manners. That means no fighting and crying while playing. And that means no bullying either. It also means we must share our toys, respect each other, look after the toys of others when they allow us to play with it. And last but not least, we learn from dear Hood Hood that pranks are a big no-no. Playing with water and wasting water is also a no-no. Butterflies, will we remember these points while we're playing this holidays?
Yes, butterflies, learn from me. Now, I must sit indoors all day. I can't even go out and play for 5 minutes. And you know what's worse? It feels like I'm a baby again because mommy has to feed me because my hands are injured and I can't eat so much and I'm so hungry, but my throat is sore and Dusty Nita only wants to give me castor oil.
Oh my, listen to that, butterflies. Hood Hood is now the biggest baby in Radio Islam land. But that's okay, Hood Hood. Maybe now that you're injured and can't play, you can come and visit us more often at the studios and we can have fun on air with the wonderful butterflies. I'm sure they'd love to have you around.
And I won't get into any trouble and I won't get hurt. I think I will, inshallah. But you have to promise that you won't tease me about my karate bandages anymore, Zinira. I'm very sick. I can't eat. So, you have to bring jelly and custard for me, and because my hands are sore, you have to feed me.
Oh dear, butterflies, did you hear that? Hood Hood needs me to feed him. You're such a scammer, Hood Hood. You want jelly and custard. But because I love you so much, I definitely will. In fact, if you behave, I'll even give you a surprise.
Ooh, surprises! Hood Hood loves surprises! Hood Hood will definitely behave. I sure hope my surprise is a soccer ball and ice cream and chocolate.
If I tell you what the surprise is, it won't be a surprise anymore. You'll just have to wait patiently and come visit us at the Radio Islam studios, okay?
Oh, I will, inshallah. Until then, Zinira and the butterflies, ma'asalama.
Get well soon, little Hood Hood. Butterflies, let's go for a quick break.
Illallahu illallah, Allahu Allah Allah, 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 Rabbana ya Rabbana, 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 wo mehboob khuda ya ro rehmat ka darya ya ro, Rabbana ya Rabbana, Rabbana ya Rabbana, wo mehboob khuda ya ro rehmat ka darya ya ro, رحمت کا دریا یارو مجھنا چیز سے کیا ہوگی ہاں مجھنا چیز سے کیا ہوگی مجھنا چیز سے کیا ہوگی اس کی مد حسنا یارو مجھنا چیز سے کیا ہوگی اس کی مد حسنا یارو ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا اس کا ہی مداح خدا مداح خدا مداح خدا اس کا ہی مداح خدا میں اور آپ ہے کیا یارو اس کا ہی مداح خدا میں اور آپ ہے کیا یارو چاند کے دو ٹکڑے کرنا چاند کے دو ٹکڑے کرنا اس چاند کے دو ٹکڑے کرنا اس کی ایک ادا یارو چاند کے دو ٹکڑے کرنا اس کی ایک ادا یارو ربنا یا
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilalika, ma'assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Z-I-N-E-E-R-A.
Listen to my heartbeat, yeah. I used to try and please the world around, trying to be somebody I was not. Now I find myself, I feel at ease, and my heart beats for you. My father used to tell me change my ways. Mother used to always feel my pain. She used to always say that God is here. I was lost, now I'm found. You helped me find my way on. Thank you for guiding me. Everything that I do in life, I do it all for you. Listen to my heartbeat, yeah. Listen to my heartbeat, yeah.